We're gonna walk inside. He gets what's up, put the food on my plate, add some coke in my cup.
All right, it's really a simple question. What food is quintessentially your state? What food defines your state? We're looking at across the country, all kinds of different foods that come from different regions with SiriusEats.com. And last time we talked about foods from Northeast states, Maine to West Virginia. This time, the Upper Midwest, from Michigan to Minnesota. And we've got Ed Levine, the founder of Sirius Eats, with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, a lot of people wrote in last time after you were with us before.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding you. Talking about their own state foods. And you know, one state where we heard from a lot of people was Michigan. And they pointed to a number of different foods. But the one that you brought with us today is called the pasty from the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
That's this brick-like thing I'm looking at here.
Hey, don't be calling that brick, John.
Sorry, babe.
We have one in hand. It's more like a chicken pot pie in a hot pocket,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's really, it's actually, think of it as the precursor to the hot pocket. And of course, when you look at it, it makes perfect sense that it's a food that the Cornish miners used to eat for lunch in the copper mines and in the iron mines in the Upper Peninsula in the 1800s. And it is, you know, I'm sure today maybe they do eat Hot Pockets.
So right. People in the diners in the UP go, gosh, I wish I was down in a copper mine right now and have one of them pasties.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And what I love about it is, you know, I've read mostly that it keeps its heat, so people didn't have to warm it up again, right?
That's
when
good.
They're down in the mines. But then some people decided to make a romantic dinner out of it, and so they'd warm it on a shovel and hold it over a candle.
It looks like it was whacked by a shovel.
That sounds very romantic. I'm tasting the pasty right now, and it is delicious. It tastes very hearty. It's comfort food for sure.
Yeah.
Which is what we often associate with Midwestern food.
Absolutely. And, you know, Michigan is actually full of regional foods. You know, there's you probably had Berner's ginger ale,
Of course. And yeah, absolutely. We know that. I was talking yesterday about the Michigan Cherry Festival and Saunders Hot Fudge.
Yeah, Saunders Hot Fudge. I once explored the state of Michigan when I was consulting for Northwest Airlines. They wanted to serve regional foods, and we served Saunders Hot Fudge on the planes.
Could we move off of Michigan, guys?
Yeah, let's go to Illinois. Which a lot of people know the Chicago-style pizza, but you actually are talking about two different kinds of sandwiches from Illinois.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chicago is a treasure trove of regional foods. And one thing that a lot of people don't know about, everyone knows about deep dish pizza and maybe even the Italian beef sandwich, but the breaded steak sandwich, which is sort of a Chicago version of a chicken fried steak sandwich, instead of the gravy being a white cream gravy, of course, it is they use red sauce instead.
This is not
food for the meek.
Yeah. This is camouflage for bad cuts of meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's the meat's been tenderized before it's cooked, and so it has that unique consistency that we all love about tenderized meat of any kind.
You recommend going to Rico Bene's, where they'll dip it twice in meat grease.
Well, actually, yeah, no, that's for another Chicago regional food, which is the Italian beef sandwich. And yeah, the Italian beef sandwich is essentially thinly sliced cuts of roast beef, and then they put it in a hero bun, and then you either order it wet or dry. If you order it dry, they don't dip it in the meat juice. If you order it wet, before they put it in the paper, they just throw the whole sandwich into the meat grease.
Ed, that's two words I don't really want to hear you put together again. Meat juice.
I won't.
All right, let's move on to Minnesota. And now, you've brought us one food that I'm holding here today that I absolutely associate with Minnesota, and that is the cheese curd.
Yes. Cheese curds. I mean,
we're going to talk about this also from Wisconsin, which is famous for its dairies. But let's move on to something else, which I think most people don't know about, which is Minnesotans are obsessed with food on sticks.
Well, food on sticks. Think about it. If you have a big state fair, you know, and there are state in, right. in the Midwest especially, but all over there are huge state fairs. And you want people to be able to eat as much unhealthy food as possible, and you want them to be able to walk with it. What are you going to do? You're going to put it on a stick.
Right.
So what they do is they will put anything on a stick in Minnesota.
Macaroni and cheese or spaghetti. They cover it in batter and deep fry right?
It's spaghetti and meatballs on a stick. They actually cover the spaghetti and the sauce with meatball and then dip the whole thing.
That's your innovation kind of thing there, Ed Levine.
Exactly.
You know.
Okay. Now, Minnesota also famous for their hot dish, but let's move on real quickly to Wisconsin. Everyone knows Wisconsin cheese, and what we've got here for today, I assume, is an authentic Wisconsin cheese curd.
Yes. Cheese curds are, if you remember from eating your curds in whey, they're the solid parts of soured milk. And it's similar to cottage cheese, and it depends on how big the curds are. And
although cottage cheese kind of like crossed with an asteroid.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Or on steroids. Mm-hmm. But I mean, and the flavor is mild, but they also, because they're also into fair, you know, all state fairs, when you don't know what to do, fry the food. So they'll fry their cheese curds.
Right. Well, that appears to be sort of a theme as we go through the upper Midwest here. Fried and portable.
Yes. When in doubt, fry.
Hey, Ed. Thanks as always, bud.
Yeah, Ed Levine, founder of SiriusEats.com with some hearty food straight out of the upper Midwest. If you are from the upper Midwest, what dish reminds you of home? Go over to our site, thetakeaway.org, or facebook.com/thetakeaway, and let us know what you eat.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.